Welcome to the podcast.
The Toddcast.
Today we are joined by Chert, the bird, and also another bird whose name is...
Buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah, his name's Buddy. And Artemis is gone for now, but she's coming soon.
She'll be here, hopefully.
Yeah, I just want to give you
pets. And we got out... We just got out of the blistering Utah sun.
It's so freaking hot.
It was snowing last week, but this week it's been warm and sunny.
Utah has crazy weather.
I don't like it.
Okay, I'm going to text Art.
Artie McBarty.
Poof and the poof.
Poof and the boof.
Chert is a good bird.
Oh my gosh. That should be my rapper name. Poof in the boof. Because in the story, in the recording studio, is also called the booth. So I could be the poof in the boof.
Yeah, he's poofy because he's poof.
What? And then he's pronounce all THs as poof.
He's a pretty boy. He was a pretty boy.
See you later, boy.
Well, we don't have anything to talk about.
Hey, I wrote down some stuff.
All right, what are we talking about?
Wait, can we hear everyone? Have we done a sound
check?
We
can. I've done enough of them. We can hear you.
Really?
And if we can't, I'll have to boost the audio.
If you rock your leg back and forth.
He likes it. Look how puffed up he is.
He seems pretty chill.
Yeah, he doesn't really care so much, but if you move it too fast, he'll probably fall over and jump.
Oh, no.
He's a little suicidal, because, like, he'll just jump off of places, even though he knows he can't fly. It's sad.
Poor kid.
Okay, Artie's on her way.
Artie Farty is a shardy.
Am I right? No, she's not.
Oh, my scalp. My hair doesn't like it when I do that. All right.
Do you brush your hair?
No.
Maybe that's why your scalp is so sensitive.
How do you not?
I wake up and I throw a hat on.
It looks so smooth if
Ouch.
You don't brush it though.
Yeah.
Weird.
How do you not brush it?
I
you
don't.
You just don't brush it?
That's no.
Stupid.
Why would I brush my hair? I put it in a hat.
So your hair is good?
Jenna puts her hair in a hat.
Not
did
all
today,
the time. Well, she did that sure. once in a long time and her hair was blue.
Don't mumble at me.
I hate mumbling because I want to talk low and mumbly, but nobody understands it.
Ah,
my grandma, all she does is mumble. It's so annoying. She never like speaks loudly enough, and usually it's to herself. So you're like, "What are you talking about, grandma?" And she's like,
"Same."
You couldn't hear me.
Like, it's like I don't want to tell you. There's a secret. Stop giving the bird to my bird.
I did it again. This podcast mainly because Buddy doesn't like me.
He really doesn't.
He's
Look
raising,
how uneasy he is.
He's raising his crest at me.
He's so uncomfortable.
He's
he doesn't want to see you.
More aggravated as I got closer.
Chert likes you, though.
Chert's okay with me, I guess.
I like Chert.
He's only got three fingers.
Now he's calming down.
Yeah.
Three fingers?
Get out of here. Or on each
he
foot.
He has four, doesn't he?
He has three.
No, he has three. I'm blind, and I don't know what birds are.
No, he has four.
Oh, you can't see. They're weird noodle
One,
things.
Two,
gross.
Don't eat me! Three, four.
I swear that's only three.
I don't
no,
get
four.
It. Why do they
there's
have
like
those?
There's like a tiny backwards one, and then there's a long backwards one, and there's two forwards ones.
Oh,
I didn't do anything!
Yeah, they're hiding. Okay, good point. I'm sorry, bud.
Why did they,
this
why
is
did
such
they have,
a dumb podcast.
This is going to be a stupid podcast. You said we had something, you had something
I
to
did,
talk about.
I did, but then
birds.
We're going to talk about the fact that I
people was talking
have
about like
lost it today.
Waving the bird.
Ooh, we should talk about our road trip that we want to do.
Yeah, we do want to take a road trip to like anywhere.
Maybe senior trip? That would be super fun. Yeah. I was thinking go down south.
I
want to
go
through
north.
Utah, go to like
go
Powell
north.
Lake. Lake Powell, as they call it.
We should go to Seattle.
Yes.
Yo, we should go. We should drive to California and go up the California coast all the way to Seattle.
Right now, my sister's driving.
Let's
to
just
Oregon
go to Seattle
for.
I don't
want
to drive through Idaho to get to Seattle. I want to go to the
yeah,
coast
because
I want to be
Idaho's
by the. I want to
sure.
be by the water.
But it's like what 15 hours if you go.
Well, think of it. Senior trip. Why don't we just spend our senior trip road tripping up the coast? If we want to stop, we can just stop, go to the beach.
Are you going to even know
money?
Me
Do
in
we have
senior year?
Money for this?
Definitely.
Hopefully.
Not.
Senior year is in like, what, 3 months? 4 months?
Let's go to the beach. Beach.
Let's go get away.
Who needs
say,
college?
What
you have
thing
a beach.
Okay. Have you guys thought about that? Senior year is in at least 4 months.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, goodness.
I just have to get money.
I have
yeah,
$230 saved up. That's like enough for a trip to Oregon.
Not on my car.
Yeah, you're paying for this shit.
Your car's giant.
Yeah, my car. Well, the gas tank is big. It's a 350 mile tank, so it says, but it burns gas faster than that. It doesn't get a very good MPG. So if we go, we would have to take like a minivan, because your minivans are way more fuel economic than my car.
Well, so my minivan also has issues with shocks, struts, and brakes, which could be proven issue.
Yes.
But I have a good road tripping car. It's got 5 seats, so we could all fit in there. Maybe not.
What car is it?
It's a Soul, a Kia Soul.
Oh, Kia Soul. Oh, I love Kia Souls.
Yeah, I don't know how comfortable it'd be.
I think for the trip, we should just buy a cheap economic car.
That'd be so.
No,
much
we're gonna
money.
Buy a car.
Actually, okay. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. By senior trip, the podcast is gonna be booming. No,
yeah,
it's
sure.
not.
Definitely not.
And also,
my fingernail is shiny.
I won't have my Cadillac.
Why not?
Because we're selling it. Also, the engine's gonna explode
next day.
Pretty soon. Tomorrow. Pretty soon here. But I'm gonna be getting a Kia Sportage probably.
Kia Sportage?
No, not Sportage. A Kia, Spectre or whatever. It's a wagon. I'm gonna be getting a wagon. I don't know how many people I can fit in it. But honestly, if we were at a road trip in that car, we would only be able to take 4 people, which means Artemis would not be able to go.
Or, you know, like, I wouldn't go.
Or somebody would have to sit hump.
I probably wouldn't go. Let's be real. With my parents, I probably wouldn't go.
Senior trip? Like, summer 18. Of senior year, you'll be 18? They can't tell you what you can
I'll be 17.
Well, my brother's 19 and lives with us, and he still can't be on the computer past 2 o'clock in the morning.
You know what? I will force them to let you go on the trip. I will tell them it's a religious
excursion.
It's a religious excursion, and we're road tripping to
Sacred Grove.
I'll tell them we're road tripping to Sacred Grove, but we'll not be actually in Sacred Grove. We'll be in Oregon, smoking weed. Oh, the Sacred Grove, just some Mormon fantasy land.
Isn't that Nauvoo?
Yeah, it's near Nauvoo.
I lived in Nauvoo.
Okay, so when I was a child, when I was like 3. My parents put us in a car and drove all the way from Utah to Nauvoo, and the air conditioning broke within the first 30 minutes.
That's a bad idea.
Ooh.
It's like June. We died.
I took a plane there, and it was pretty cool. It was just 3 hours. And it was like the first time remembering. We won a trip. That's okay, why we took a plane.
Oh.
I moved from...
I'm not a rich kid. We never take planes anywhere.
I moved from Illinois to Utah.
That's cool.
I love planes. Maybe for a senior trip, we should take a plane somewhere.
No.
That's even more expensive.
No, the point of a trip is like a road trip with your buds.
Okay.
My parents say if I can get the money for a ticket, they're going to take me to Paris for like a week. And my dad is going to like justify it by saying, work!
Becomes
I will go work in Paris for
Artemis.
A week.
Sure.
Yay.
So you'll go work in Paris for a week. Down. We'll have this podcast. You won't have to work.
That's funny.
Nick, you got good aspirations. That's nice.
Sorry. Artemis is here.
Hey. What's up?
We replaced you with Chert and Buddy.
Yeah.
I'm,
it takes two
I am
birds
worth
to
two birds.
Two birds total.
Two
whole
birds with
birds.
One stone.
Oh, goodness.
Are you the stone, then?
I am Obadiah Stone.
The stone.
You can sit on the couch. Artemis is on the floor.
I'm on the floor.
And come sit next to me so I can die on top of you.
That's big gay, though.
So much
not that you're complaining or anything.
I just complain.
Oh, he pooped on you.
I say all humans should have gaydar belts, and if you get too close, their gaydar bell goes off.
On the couch.
Sorry.
Is it on my camera,
too? A little bit.
I'm between two girls. This is so gay.
So gay. Big gay. Big mood.
Big gay.
Sorry. Gay big.
I'm trying to get the bird.
Large
nasty.
Gay.
Large.
Let's just take the bird.
My bird now.
Buddy's uncomfortable. I don't know why.
He's got stage fright. Stage fright to our 3,000
like
listeners.
Or 1.5, and I'm the half.
Are we gonna post these on YouTube eventually?
Sure.
And we can.
Let's do it.
Okay, I wrote down some stuff that we were going to talk about, but we were talking about like a trip. Do you want to join in on that conversation?
Oh, yes, we're planning a road trip.
Oh, where are we going?
I wanted to go to Seattle.
Meg wants to go to Oregon.
Yeah, West Coast. Up the coast.
My sister just went up to Oregon.
I want the barb.
I want the barb.
I like bunnies.
my theory for West Coast trip is that if we ever wanted to go to the beach, it's literally just right there, and we go to the beach.
That's fair.
Yeah, but I like.
But also, we'd be driving up north into like the pretty Oregon.
We could just go like a road trip up the West Coast, like making stops along the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, like eventually we'll make it to Seattle.
I love Seattle.
I would say we could.
And also, Oregon is awesome.
We could go up
to Seattle once, but I really liked it.
I lived in Sammamish, which is about half an hour from Seattle. Sammamish.
You lived in a lot of places.
I've lived in around 42 different houses. Somebody in have a 17 fork. Years.
And if we go, we should take my dirt bike so I can go dirt biking while we're out there.
No!
If we stop at like a track, I want to.
There's a lot of dunes in Oregon.
I accidentally put my foot in that.
I don't do dunes. Dunes are not cool.
What, I like are we dunes just planning a road trip sand?
For funsies?
Like oh, I'm talking about like on a dirt bike. Year. I don't do dunes.
Like senior trip.
I just really.
I don't
like
have a power.
What a gay bird.
What a big
gay.
He's so cute. Goodbye.
Shout out.
Steps to avoid your kisses.
Shout out to the winner of the 2018 World AMA Supercross
Screaming
Championship for Monster Energy. Jason
Monster
Anderson.
Energy.
Yeah. Jason Anderson. Husqvarna Rockstar.
Yourself,
oh, at El Hombre. That would be awesome. We should definitely have him on the podcast. He's a legend. First Supercross win. Championship. Tomac won the race.
He's gonna break it. He will break that chain. Like, I'm not kidding. He'll break it.
He will devour you.
He hates your bourgeois, like, just,
yeah.
he's such a proletariat.
He's an advocate for the proletariat masses.
And if he sees any symbol of wealth, he just destroys
it's
it.
It's a crappy,
that's why he's munching
crappy
my skin.
Thing on a Crunch. Crappy chain.
He doesn't understand that.
Anything shiny.
Yeah,
it
really
has shiny.
He, like, pecks your braces off.
Why do birds like
nasty.
Shiny things?
Because they're pretty. I like shiny things.
I like shiny things because
they're gold
diggers.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a gold digger.
I'm really tired and I feel like garbage and crap. And why are we doing this?
Not me. Because
we have a podcast and we didn't record it Friday because I was in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Zylus went to Vegas. Did you already talk about that?
No, we haven't. Not really. I just shouted out Jason Anderson who won.
Infinity Wars for the internet.
But not.
Morgan hasn't seen it.
Never mind.
Spoil it for everyone but me.
It's making me uncomfortable.
The bird is staring you
now
in the
poop.
Eyes.
It's on the couch.
Lightning McQueen dies in the end.
Shut up. That's a spoiler.
No.
What?
Lightning McQueen dies.
He's my
in the
favorite
end.
Avenger.
Dang it. Oh, Aquaman dies too.
We should. Okay, let's go around the group assembling our team of Avengers with people that are not Avengers.
Okay.
Okay.
Miraculous Ladybug.
I believe there's what are there five Avengers? I think there's five Avengers, right?
There's no. Six.
There's six Avengers, so you have to have.
I thought there was so much more. Wow.
There's
only
OG
six.
Avengers,
oh, okay.
You know?
The real Avengers.
I'll start.
There's like Cap and Tony, and then Black Widow and Hawkeye, and then there's
Third
Bruce
Thor.
Banner. And...
Don't forget Thor.
Yeah.
Thor's
Bruce
in there.
Banner
the most
Thor.
Adorable.
Those are the six.
Hannibal. Hannibal the Cannibal.
Oh, Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal
I was like anybody says, somebody, anytime somebody says Hannibal, I think Hannibal Lecter, but I know they're probably talking about Hannibal Buress.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
yeah.
Yo,
that.
Hannibal Buress is my first guy.
Okay, Hannibal Lecter and Hannibal Buress.
Both of them.
This isn't working. I'm going to hit the bird in the face accidentally.
Richard, what are you trying to do?
I don't know.
Playing with your hair.
That's okay.
She's...
I'm just messing
okay.
with your hair.
Who's next, Avenger?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's your... You're,
I just said the Hannibal.
Just
Hannibal.
Yo, no, let's all go around the circle and have one contribution.
One contribution.
Yeah.
Hannibal the Cannibal. Have you ever seen Hannibal?
I hate Silence of the Lambs.
Dora the Explorer.
Well, yeah, but there's a show.
Lily is just out of it right now, and she doesn't want to contribute.
And I'm dead. This is really making me uncomfortable. All right,
Jay says Maple. So far on our team, we have Hannibal Buress.
No, I was
Hannibal
saying
Lecter,
because you
miraculous
claim,
ladybug
I want the
and
maple,
maple
tree for Canada to be an adventure.
Yes.
Oh.
No.
I don't care anymore. Whatever.
I don't think...
There's a line in my show where Peter comes out and goes, it's Peter Pan, the Avenger. It's so dumb. I hate it, and he hates it, and everyone hates it.
Wait, Peter Pan.
All right, my Avenger contribution will be...
You already said Hannibal Buress.
I thought... Morgan said Hannibal.
Morgan
Buress.
I said Hannibal Lecter.
I'll count that as Hannibal Buress. Okay. And my contribution to the team will be that drunk guy at Monster AMA Supercross was standing and constantly drinking, and he drank at least 26 beers that night. Damn. And he was just absolutely he was drunk.
Hammered.
Just that. He was hammered.
He's
and
like
sickle.
A Hulk, but drunk boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hammered.
He looked like Russell Brand, but American.
Okay.
Russell Brand could be American.
He's British.
Okay, well, all the people look the same.
All the people look the same.
Accurate.
Maple?
Blah.
Skirt.
Come here, boy. Come here.
Miraculously
bug. Hey, boy. Bird alone, probably.
I don't know. Miraculously bug.
Hey, Chert.
I'm already scared.
Chert. Fly.
He can't fly.
Nope.
I just wanna.
Like, you scared him with your feet.
He's like, bird's trying to munch.
Ah, this is peace. This is peace, my bro.
He disagrees. He just gets closer. He's just like, I will eat you. I'll eat you to pieces.
What did I do?
I will kill you until you die to death.
He just doesn't like boys.
He's a feminist. He's a feminazi.
No, his previous owners were all women, and he really likes my mom because she looks kind of like her. But he also only likes blonde hair.
He's scared of testosterone.
Like, colors or whatever. I don't know.
He's
kind of the worst, except he's still a brat regardless who you are. But he'll only, like, sit comfortably with, like, blonde people.
He's munching.
Yeah, he's crunching. He doesn't really crunch, he's just munch. It doesn't hurt.
He's so fast at assaulting you.
He's playing knuckles.
I got a rope burn on my knuckle from passing Lost Boys the other day, and I was not happy.
Mm. You do a lot of show stuff. Okay.
I'm doing Mary Poppins over the summer, too.
I think I'm doing Into the Woods over the summer. This is going to be like my first theater thing.
Yay!
I'm going to get into an acting class.
Theater,
why?
Baby!
Where are you doing it at?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just
into
know
the Woods.
Into the
what
woods,
is Into the Woods?
It's a like musical. All the fairy tales in one, but
yeah.
Like
it's like Avengers,
like,
but with fairy tales, and it's a lot of singing and just being petty, I think.
It's like, I ain't got no tits. What you talking about, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Nice, Annie.
He keeps his head just right there.
He's dancing.
Okay, yeah. Calm down, boy. You're like killing me. Okay. Come here. There you go.
Hi.
Step on my finger.
What if I rub your head? What if I rub
your
head?
One bird. He's like, rah, rah, hi! The guy recording, you're insane!
What?
That's what the guy recording said.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's like streaking, and it's like, hi! And the guy recording said, you're insane!
I don't think I've seen
it's
that.
It's really funny.
Jay said she had a story.
Yeah. Well, besides, like, the one that happened today, I can elaborate on that. Stop it. So today, someone hit the back of my truck as I was leaving to come home from school.
It's broken.
Yeah, it was broken.
It was barked.
Like, she looked at me, and she had her hand over her mouth, and she was, like, gasping, and I was just like, it's okay, just leave.
Today was satanic at our school for traffic and driving.
Oh, my gosh.
I watched this chick pull out in front of this car, like, right out in front of it, and then she got embarrassed, so she slammed it in reverse and rammed into the front
reverse,
of the guy behind
reverse,
her.
And then, bullshit.
She just ran, and then she proceeded to put it in drive and then take off. And she didn't even exchange details.
Such a mood.
And also, the traffic was backed up like drastically because some dump truck lost his load in the middle of both of the lanes, so nobody could turn.
Oh my gosh! Literally.
Traffic was backed up for probably half a mile.
It's staring at me, and I don't like it.
It's a poop. It's a poop.
Stop it! It's a poop on the couch, and it's making me uncomfortable. And now it's gone.
How hard is that, Lily?
Wait, we had stories? What are we talking about?
Car crash.
Traffic.
Oh, yeah.
So I was talking about, like, that I got hit today. Oh, not really bad, but, like, scraped today. And I had thought my car had stopped, so I, like, freaked out for a second because I thought that was the sound of the engine shutting off. But it wasn't. Aww. It was just, like, someone scraping up my back end. And then, like, in, like, October or something, a car... You know how across my street there's, like, the tree like the bunch of trees around the corner and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it was like October at like 9 at night, 9:30-ish. It was like 9:30-ish, and I see this car run past, and my window was open, so I heard this. And I like look out my window, just watching this car go by because I was reading a book or whatever, and like it flips like in the little cul-de-sac, it turns around, and then it smashes into the tree, and I just hear crunch, and I look out my window, and I'm like, what just happened? And I looked at it, and this car is just, like, crunched up next to a tree. It backs up, and it drives away. Like, all this tinkling glass and stuff, and it just leaves. And I'm like, I go downstairs, and I'm like, this car just hit a tree outside. My parents are like, what? And so we go and tell the neighbors. And then they come out, and there's all this, like, shattered glass, and, like, a light is on the ground from the car that hit this tree. And so they, like, fixed up the tree. Like, they wrapped it fixed and stuff. Fixed up the tree. Because it was dented and, like, scraped and stuff. And that car just has, like, a huge dent in the front. Because they just hit the tree going, like, maybe 20. Like, they come around that corner, and they just whoosh. And so I witnessed the whole thing. And it was, like, it was really funny, though. And it was hilarious because there's just a full light on the ground by the tree, and there's like broken glass and bits of metal around.
They were probably drunk because I don't see anybody even like super tired. Like I don't see anybody accidentally like the way the whole intersection is set up here. I don't see how.
It wasn't even like an intersection.
How unless they were cutting it so close.
It wasn't an intersection. I just think they didn't see the road. Like they like went around that way and they were perfectly fine. They flipped around and then they just went whoosh right into the tree. And it's like, what happened?
Jay texted me that day it happened.
Yeah, it was so funny.
A couple weeks ago, I was like driving home from school. And this car in front of me stopped really suddenly, and I tried to slam on the brakes, but I rear-ended them a little bit. No. So we, like, kind of pulled off, like, we turned a corner, and we, like, went to the side, except none of our, like, it was a Christmas miracle. Neither of our cars were dented or scraped the tiniest bit. It was a Christmas miracle.
You know, it's not a Christmas miracle.
Oh. Anything else?
For sure.
Everything else.
It was Christmas Day, and
Christmas un-miracle. Christmas curse.
So, we used to have this big car as an Expedition. It's really
Expeditions
solid.
Are great cars. Great cars.
Really solid car. And we pull out into this intersection, and the person behind us just doesn't stop, and they go right into our back. We move a bit, and we just hear this terrible noise. It was, the entire front of this guy's car was inverted because of the hitch on our car. So ours was fine. We had a bit of paint like chipped onto the actual hitch. Their car was totaled and it was just gone.
Ouch. That's definitely a Christmas miracle. What are you talking about?
Expeditions are solid cars.
They're so solid.
Except for the air conditioning.
The worst part is this guy had tons of presents in the back of his car.
Oh,
that
no,
was everywhere.
No.
I just felt so bad. We ruined this guy's Christmas.
He ruined his Christmas.
Yeah, he did crash into us, but
look at
still.
This boy.
It was just.
You're like gum, my dude.
Is he going to spit the wrapper at you?
He's gonna spit balls.
No, he and us, Steve.
Hey, you got a little
sorry,
something there.
Getting you enough attention.
So you know the two left turn and one straight lane.
This is so good for the listeners.
Oh yeah, that's so weird.
I hate it.
Yeah, but usually people like forget it's two left turn lanes. And so I was driving home with my sister last year, and this one car, it was like a blue car, I remember it, and it like is in the left turn lane, and it suddenly signaled right as it was in the intersection, and it like hit the front of this first car as it was trying to get into that lane. And I was like, are you kidding me? And like in the intersection they stopped just so he could yell at this guy, and he's like, I was trying to go right, and it's like, you have to go left. Oh my gosh. It was so dumb. And we got stuck for like 30 minutes.
You should have rammed on your speeder and knocked this guy in the butt.
Is he dumb or just the wrap? Just
ram. The ram on. That's what I call the acceleration pedal now. The speeder.
Crunch,
munch,
look at
munch,
his little eyes. He's so cute. That's what I made that joke today.
Did you know Las Vegas has legal marijuana?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that until I was down there.
Does anyone have anything that actually tastes good?
I don't have anything.
I have these nuts.
Got it.
No.
There's somebody
stop
performing
that.
At what is it? Warped Tour. That's called
gone.
These Nuts.
Warped Tour.
Vans Warped
Isn't
Tour.
Isn't it just Warped Tour?
Yeah, the Vans Warped Tour.
There's no warped. Tour.
Warped Tour.
Tour.
Warped.
It's not
Tour.
Warped Tour. Warped
it's Warped
Tour.
Tour.
Isn't that just Warp?
No, it's Warped. Like, like.
W-A-R-P-E.
Yeah, like, Ben, Warped.
Warped Tour.
It's better than
Warped
just
Tour.
Warped
yeah,
Tour.
It's the emo one with, you know, I think.
All the grunge
yeah,
bands
like
and the
like
punk bands.
Super emo ones,
the
yeah.
punk, it's
I think
punk
Black
metal.
Black Veil Brides are performing.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Or maybe
oh.
it was.
Okay.
Oscar Waski
you know,
was
one
in
of
it,
those.
And I really wanted to go, but I missed that.
Oscar who?
Waski.
Oh.
Oscar.
Oh, you
I thought you said Oscar Watts.
He likes the way your legs taste, Morgan.
Munch.
That's gay.
He
wants
weird.
You to pet him.
Hey,
where?
Why does he want you to pet him? He wouldn't let me pet him very much. He was like, no.
Oh, is that a good word?
You're petting backwards.
It's so bony and gross.
Where am
you
I?
Go like this.
This way?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You're ruffling his feathers.
Yep.
He's so bony and gross.
He's like bowing.
Well, so
you're
you.
Bony and gross. Oh, didn't he already say that last
yeah,
time?
Yeah, he did.
It
was funnier when he started licking your phone and you just like couldn't talk for a solid 3 minutes.
Put him back there.
Oh,
put him.
Look
see
at
what he
Bud.
Does.
He's got a little thing in his mouth.
He's gonna eat that.
Yeah, he is.
He's an idiot. What a dumb bird.
Be nice to him. He doesn't have thumbs.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh God.
Oh, he's back.
He licked the phone.
What's up, dude?
Oh.
It was my plan all along. To
can
bring you back to
boy.
Me.
Does Mr. Steal Your Bird?
Do you think it's recording
Mr.
still?
It's still recording. I see the little logo.
Cool.
Can somebody, like, end oh. my suffering?
Dude,
he's
trying
to
unzip
to
my jacket.
So no, he just
whoa.
Wants to nibble on
his shirt. This
he
is getting gay.
I feel like we're moving
he's trying
too
to undress
fast.
Me.
Yeah.
He just wants to chomp on your zipper.
At least
it's
take
shiny.
Me on a date first.
Shirt,
it's
I
shiny.
Want you, but not so fast.
He wants to give you a kiss, or he wants to give you a zipper. What does it say?
Hello.
It's like it's shiny.
I love him.
Don't expect him to poop on you.
Circle of life.
I'll tell you when he's
a
pet.
Me when
eat.
Heil Hitler.
Look. Uh-oh. I got two bits of
him. You got too much.
Does he like that? Does he like this?
No, he does not.
Oh, he doesn't like that?
It's... Like, it's making him unbalanced, and so he sticks his wings out like that, but he can't fly.
Oh.
So, it's not good.
I thought it was funny, so I'll keep doing it. Sorry.
What is wrong with you?
Don't you open your wings?
Your arm
how
is
come?
So backwards right now.
It does. It looks pretty broken right now.
Yeah. How come dogs like to stick their
dogs.
Heads out windows, but whenever you blow on their faces, they turn into Satan?
I don't know.
No,
my dog...
Like,
my
dog
hasn't. She hasn't gotten to the stage where like she likes to stick her head out the window, but she doesn't like it when I blow on her face.
Yeah, it's like every time I blow on my dog's face, and you know my dogs are tiny, so they like always they're always yappy. So every time I blow on their face, Brownie's like,
and it's like oh
my dog just goes. She opens her mouth. She goes, aw.
That's a lot cuter than.
Like, yeah, my dog turns
time.
Into a demon.
She makes a sound when she play fights. She opens her mouth and she locks her jaw and goes.
You think it's that same sound or that facial expression?
She goes.
I don't think he can do a dog face because he doesn't have a dog face.
And it's funny because
sure
I like to I go and when she's doing that I slap her cheeks.
Oh, he's climbing.
Not hard, but I like
yeah.
I like to slap her
he
cheeks
is
a little bit.
He's ascending the neck.
Oh, oh no! Why would you do that?
I thought it would help out.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry, bud.
He's
you just
so
went
angry.
Like, whoa,
wait,
shit.
Pass
catapulted him over your shoulder.
Oh,
like,
he
no.
doesn't trust you anymore. Pass the bird.
There you go.
You just like catapulted him over your shoulder.
You were like,
what was that?
I got you.
Ah!
I'll go slow so I can regain
what?
Trust.
But he is concerned because he just saw that. Stop it!
Okay, breathe, boy, breathe.
Breathes plenty.
Blah.
Stop it!
He's so
gonna
talkative.
Puff. He's gonna puff.
He's gonna blow your house down.
Does he like suddenly like?
Pretty much. He goes whoosh.
Oh.
He's gonna do it.
What was I saying? I was talking about my dog. My dog's cute. Her
you
name
go
is.
Go like this. Get on your face.
Yeah,
my dog's name is. My dog's name is.
I'm so good
no.
at avoiding this.
My dog's name is Lily, and she is a German short hair, and she's...
There's poop on my jeans.
She's 6 months old.
What do I do with it?
I'm sorry. One sec.
Uh-oh.
Are you gonna munch on the screen, too?
No, he's just gonna walk around like a penguin.
Hello.
He does waddle.
Hey.
He doesn't take as big. He doesn't take as big of steps as Chert.
Chert goes like this more like, and Buddy just goes like... That little chuckle.
Shut up.
It's funny.
I was talking about my dog. She's white and brown. She's her color is technically called liver.
Liver.
The color is called liver. I don't know, but she's brown and white, and she has little speckles. And she's awesome. She's the best. She's better than everybody.
Cockatiel poop. It's really easy to clean up.
Yeah, you should come to the dog park with me and her.
I don't know.
Someday this week. Yeah, someday this week when we don't have filming to do.
Bird poop is like the easiest thing.
Uh oh.
It doesn't matter.
You're the bird whisperer.
Right. I can't take you to the dog park until you do all your compensations or whatever they're called.
Compensations or whatever.
Hey,
feed me. He sounds so dumb when you say that.
Morgan's the bird.
Morgan is the bird lady.
She's got all those birds.
Silas, what's your middle name?
Kenneth.
Really?
Although my Silas name is, my middle name is Dune.
Dune?
Oof.
Dune.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Your pen middle name.
Obviously, we're using fake names on here, although I do want to get a name change.
To
Xylus Dune Winters, but yeah, my name changed last. My name change middle name is Dune.
I want to change my name, not because of like spite or anything. I just really don't like my name. Like,
yeah, your
really
name is too
boring.
Generic.
Yeah, my name is super generic. Like,
it's
for any viewers
John
out there,
Smith.
Like, yeah. My last name is Smith, and my first name is really common, so
and
it's like...
And many math textbooks.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I don't like it. I just want to be something else, you know?
You should be...
My brother changed
Jewel Cool Kid.
My brother, well, I don't know if he officially changed his name, but he goes by something different these days. His name is Joshua, but he goes by Blake.
What? Have your parents ever been like, maybe we were really terrible at naming all of our children?
My parents always named my sister Gretchen.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
Gretchen's like
not bad,
name.
But it's not good.
But it's not good.
At least they didn't name her Gwen.
Gwen?
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen isn't
really
bad.
I don't like Gwen mainly because I used to have a cat named Gwen, and she was like old.
You have to hold it up to his belly if you want him to step up.
Yeah, there you go.
He can't really step down because his legs don't work like that.
What a loser.
Like, cows can't walk downstairs.
I love cows.
Okay.
We should go serenade cows on the podcast.
My grandpa cows are attracted to music.
My friend
right?
has
so, like,
eight cats and two cows.
My grandpa has a ranch.
And they're massive.
He has like 30 cows.
Does he ever play music for them?
No.
Ask him to play music for them
because
they love
it. I was sitting down in this field reading my book,
he
and this
like
cow just walked up to me
acres.
And laid, like sat down
so
next to me
cute.
And put its head in my lap. What am I supposed
well,
to do now? It's like a million times worse than having a dog sleeping in your lap.
They will stampede to go listen to music.
That's cool. I'll know do
if
that
you
next
whistle
time
a bunch, he'll start singing.
It's
or,
his birthday on June
barking.
2nd. I'm so excited. He's gonna be like 75.
It has to be like an actual song.
It is a song.
Happy if
it's
you're
got
happy
a tune.
And you know it.
We're all really bad at
whistling.
I can't whistle at all.
You gotta get lubricated.
Jenna's got it good. I mean Jay.
How can you whistle with braces?
That's the only note I can whistle. I don't get it.
Yeah, we had this other bird.
Give him the Addams Family.
I just like spat on myself a little.
Me too.
Mouths are gross. A bunch of spit and stuff coming out of my mouth. Can you believe that, dude?
It smells like dust. I'm trying to convince everyone that birds just smell like dust and corn chips.
They do.
I smell Buddy over there.
Well, it depends on what kind of bird it is.
Well, at least these birds smell like dust and corn chips.
Music shout out part of the podcast.
I don't like
this. Oh, music shout out.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what I got this week.
Sex on Fire. I can't remember the name. I'm like King or Lion, don't remember.
Mm. Yeah, King of Leons.
Yeah.
King of Leon. Sex on make fire.
Bird huh? sing, so it's cute, but he just doesn't.
Being uncooperative.
Lean by Blonder. Talk to Me by Blonder. Heaven is a Place by Amber Run. And Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow. That's good.
Well, the only song that I really like by Amber Run is I Found.
Anything by, what's his face?
Well, literally, if you like Amber Run, but you haven't literally listened to all of their other stuff, I definitely would say listen to all their other stuff, because it's so good. Like, their last album, For a Moment I Was Lost, so good, so emotional, and like, and their new album that they're making called The Assembly is going to be super just like sad and good. I love Amber Run. I love everything they do. Every single song they've made is so good.
It's pretty great. Mm-hmm.
I like Amber Run. Yeah. I can't wait for the new album this month. The Assembly.
Dust everywhere.
A person called Louis Zong.
Dusty boy.
Louis Vaughn?
Zong.
Louis Zong.
Louis Vuitton?
Yes. No. Louis Zong is an artist and musician. Ew, he animates a lot of stuff for my brother, and
what a boy gotta do? What a boy gotta do?
Go to the other room to do that.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Go to the other room to burp?
Yeah, like stand up, watch just so you can burp and we can still hear you and you just walk back.
Did you hear this echoing burp? And I'm back, guys. I'm back from the podcast.
I kind of missed my chance to say this, but I don't really like my name.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's obnoxious.
Oh, yeah. You don't like it when people call you by your full name either.
What is
like,
it like?
Unless they're teachers and they're like, Jennifer. But it's like, I just don't like it. Also, I don't like vowels at the end of names and like the first of last names. Because mm-hmm. mine is Jenna E.
So you'd rather,
it's like,
you'd rather go with
Rose.
J? How would you spell it? J-A-I? J-A-I is cute.
J-A-E.
Jai.
Those are my initials.
Jai. Yeah, J-A-I, that's how you pronounce it. Jai. There's an artist called Jai Wolf, and they spell it like that.
I would say that's J.
J-A-E.
No, J-A-I.
That's actually like what my initials spell.
J-E-I.
J-E-I.
J-E-I
would be J.
J-E-I.
You gotta learn how to use diphthongs.
Dude, you're a diphthong.
Diphthong is the actual word that is two vowels put together. That's the word for that. Oh, cool. It's a diphthong.
We should go ask what Sammy's music recommendation of the week is.
No, I don't want to bother her.
All right. She's hard working in her studies.
She actually is.
Sounds so boring.
She's fun.
Music recommendation. Bird with a Broken Wing by Owl City. Owl City is lit. I don't care what anybody says about fireflies. I still like it.
Don't get any ideas about my birds.
Speaking of birds with broken wings.
Chirp can't fly.
Buddy. If you keep on this,
you'll
have an Owl City song named after you.
I was attracting him.
I'm sorry, fire flies. You're attracting.
Because he'll be on fire.
Why?
That took a turn you didn't expect.
Just like that car in traffic.
Just like that car into the tree in my right middle class. I keep saying that and it's just so obnoxious. I'm just like the worst.
I'm sorry, I was laughing.
Sure, you look so funny back there.
Yeah, he's
a hench.
He's a guest.
He's hench.
Hench.
He is hench. He's like a hunchback because he always stands like this.
And now we'll all do our best impressions of Chert. Jay, would you like to start off?
Oh my god, that's difficult.
That didn't work because I kind of lost my voice there. It just
Maple?
Didn't work.
I don't know.
Maple?
Maple's way out of it.
Artemis, why don't you fill in?
I don't know how to do it. No. It's kind of like a chirp. Sure,
like
Morgan?
A bell kind of voice.
Come on, let's hear your chirp impression.
I believe you. I believe in you.
My chirp impression? Blip.
Blip.
You have to try.
I was trying.
Chirp is like a musical little chirp. It's so cute. He has little bells. Market. Stop, you scared him. Did you not see that? He just jumped because you flashed him with a stupid flashlight. How do you like it?
I'm not scared at all. He must just be a wimp.
Shut up. He can't see in the dark, so he's like really confused.
What a dude.
Look at that dude. Look at this. Just boys being dudes.
I'm hungry.
Look at this. Just guys being dudes.
Just guys being dudes.
You guys are you guys scared of peeing at other people's houses?
No.
Well, it depends.
I'm gonna say
it
other people's like pools.
If you have to pee, you're like, the last place I want to pee is anywhere else but my home.
Well, it's just because, like, it's so more dumb. Like, it's in a, like, if it puts you in a situation of stress, because if you're at your home and you have to pee, then you have no trouble making other people wait. But it's like, if you're at somebody else's house and somebody else needs to pee, and, like, also, like, there's also the anxiety of, like, well, what if I clog their toilet? Or, like, you know, sometimes they have, like, weird lights, or, like, their sinks work weird.
Yeah, you know,
it's, like, there could be worse places to pee, but it's not an ideal place to pee.
My fear is just perfectly based on what if I don't know how to lock the door, and what if somebody just suddenly like, walks in, and it's not even my family where it's like, great, I walked in. It's, like, it's somebody I don't know, or, like, even worse, like...
their sibling.
Yeah, yeah. Their siblings or them.
He just angry, likes to play.
Angry old man.
That's not playing. That's savage monstrous.
No, it's playing.
Chur is.
If you had any rings, you would hang like, on to that.
It doesn't look like playing.
If he wanted to hurt you, he would, but like it doesn't feel like
I don't think
like
he could if
my
he
keys?
Wanted to.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to slap your hand.
I think Chur's trying to sleep.
Oh, no, he's just preening right now.
Oh, cool.
Dude, preen me off.
What is wrong with you?
You should make food. Hey, I'm gonna preen.
Oh, preen. That's what birds say to each other. Dude,
I'm gonna preen.
Preen.
Is it really only 4 o'clock?
Or is it?
It's 3:55, actually.
God, Maple, damn. Do you want to go home?
Maple is
an
actress.
We could do an
actress.
Excursion.
To am where? I really? To get ice cream?
We could
I
talk about all of my
sure.
wonderful
I love ice cream.
I don't have any money, though.
Oh, you don't have ice cream?
I have ice cream. Do you want ice cream?
Uh-oh.
One more life. I would love ice cream.
The phone almost fell.
Let's go eat
but
ice
yes,
cream.
Should we end the podcast and go eat ice cream?
We are 41 minutes in, so
we can
end.
Let's go get ice cream.
Let's record for a few more minutes and then end.
World, we are sorry. We love you, but we love ice cream more.
I'm not sorry.
I'd rather
speak
for yourself.
We obviously don't love the world. We haven't posted these anywhere. We haven't posted them since this 5.5 episode.
Really?
Yeah.
We got 5 of them.
We've 5.5. Because we recorded a half one with Chandler because we had extra
kiss.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't really give kisses, but
it feels funny.
I swear we recorded a podcast before
Friday.
Before 4:20, but also after Chandler's, and it was at Artemis, but for some reason I can't find it. So I think we lost an episode. I don't know, whatever.
Not the longest.
It wasn't very good anyways. I was silent for most of it.
Yeah,
makes it the best one.
I fell asleep for 5 minutes during that one.
It's okay, I love you. I'm just kidding.
That's okay, I love you. I'm just kidding. I don't love you.
Sadly, it is true. The ones where I talk the least are the best ones. Because
no, it's just
commonly
the ones where we have themes.
Yeah.
Commonly, I find myself very annoying, but every now and then I'll say, man, that was a good joke.
I just think I'm really annoying overall. Could you pass that boy?
That
soft, poofy boy. He's so cute. He doesn't bite hard. He's just such a good boy.
I think I'm annoying.
Hold on. Let him say hi. Let him say goodbye.
He's a unit. He's an absolute unit.
Lick it. Lick it.
He's got peer pressure now.
He does have like a musical kind of chirp.
He's
so cute.
He's doing the poof.
He's doing the poof.
Oh, he was doing the poof.
Now he's scared.
Who are you talking to, the bird or me? The bird is the answer.
Definitely.
No, not me. Bird. Bird.
Soft.
Not me.
Absolute unit handsome boy.
I'm not a unit. I'm everything less than a unit.
You're like a 12th of a unit.
Like,
now some honesty on the podcast.
He's round.
Well, here's the thing. A unit is big. Like, Dwayne Johnson is a unit.
He's one singular unit.
So 1/12 of a unit is not that bad.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's calf kind of unit.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near his calf. Let's be honest. His calf is thicker than my entire body.
Maybe you're his finger.
Rock Johnson's actually pretty small.
Oh my!
Yeah, he's not very tall.
He's not tall, but
he's
wide.
Thick.
He's thick and he's oily.
I guess that makes him more of a unit if he's that not tall.
More like stance
rather
than.
Have you seen
round.
His thighs?
He's a rope
like fully like flexing his thighs. They're massive.
See, look at Chirp. He's a round unit. Soft.
Is that playing or is she that him in like actual unit. Panic?
No, that's him playing.
Every time I hear you guys say unit, I think you're gonna say eunuch. And I'm like, oh.
If he wanted to hurt you, he definitely would. But it doesn't hurt, so.
We should take the podcast.
Oh, now he's okay. Kind of freaking out.
Okay.
He just forgot how to fly for a second.
Me too.
We if I were a wings, bird, though, I would forget how to fly. He can fly in vertical and descending lines, but he can't go upwards because we clipped his wings.
Vertical and descending lines? That is...
Not vertical.
So that is horizontal. Upwards.
Horizontal. I'm like, I just don't know what words are. Well, like, we clipped his wings and he wasn't supposed to fly at all. But he just has so much spite that he flies on.
Yeah, like 90% of his energy is spite.
He flies horizontally or descending. And it's like, oof. As...
You. Hey, stop interrupting her.
Good try. Interrupt.
Your burp just munched my eyelid.
Crunch.
Oof. Devoured.
You good?
Eat.
I'm talking about the bird.
Watch the chaunch.
The chaunch-o. El hombre.
Go get him, poncho.
Where are we going for ice cream?
Sub-Zero's out.
Okay. We're going to Jay's upstairs for... Maybe we should take you guys along.
No.
No.
My siblings are out there.
It's too echoey.
Bye. Jeez, oh.
You just got foot.
How so hairy? Oh.
What's going on?
He squeaked.